Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, it's good to be all together. For the rest of the morning, we'll use about half the time to share from last week's international training in Toronto, Canada, which several of us here attended. And then we will have reports from various directions throughout Los Angeles and a little bit beyond, and then some sharing from our trainees. So, I'm starting the timer on my phone so I don't go too long. All right, last week, there was a three-day international training in Toronto. The title was The Vision, the Practice, and the Building Up of the Church as the Body of Christ. With the vision, the practice, and the building up, there were three messages on each subtopic. Within the vision, the first was that God desires we have the divine sonship in full for the corporate expression of Christ. By regeneration, we have the divine sonship. But we need to grow. We even need to grow to maturity to have the divine sonship in full. Secondly, God wants to subdue His enemy by manifesting His multifarious wisdom through the church. And in Ephesians 3, this is something He wants to do now. This is not something for the future, but a manifestation through the church now. Thirdly, God wants to head up all things in Christ. The whole universe has collapsed. God wants to head up the whole universe. But the first step is for Christ to be head over all things to the church. So those three are the vision. Then there is the practice. By the practice, we do not mean the outward practice. It's not a matter of when we meet, how we arrange the chairs, who serves on music, what kind of books we read. But the training was on the intrinsic practice. What is the intrinsic practice of the church life? It is, let me read, the church life is Christ realized, Christ experienced, and Christ expressed by all the saints in a corporate way. Christ realized, experienced, and expressed. This is the church life. This we see in Ephesians 3. Paul received grace to preach, to announce the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Oh, Christ is unsearchable. Have you enjoyed Christ? Have you enjoyed Christ in the past? This morning? But there is still unsearchable riches ahead of us. Amen. Let's go on to enjoy more. Amen. And then through this, the multifarious wisdom of God will be made known through the church to subdue the enemy. Again, this is not just barely enough wisdom to get by. This is not like in college. You say, oh, I'm so happy. I barely made an A. I just got there. No, God does it in an overflowing way. In a marvelous way of displaying His wisdom. And then in Ephesians 3, Paul prays that we would be strengthened into our inner man. Why? Because our natural man is too strong. Brothers and sisters, we need to be strengthened into our inner man. Amen. And again, God does not just give barely enough strength to get there. No, this strengthening is according to the riches of His glory. And this strengthening is with power through His Spirit into the inner man. Out of this strengthening, Christ makes home in our heart. Out of that, we are rooted and grounded in love. This enables us to apprehend with all the saints the vast dimensions of Christ. And this brings us on to be filled unto all the fullness of God. This is the church life. Being strengthened into our inner man. Having Christ make home in our heart. Apprehending all of Christ. Being filled, excuse me, I'm getting quite excited by all this. The result at the end of chapter 3 is to Him be glory in the church. Then we go on to the building up of the church as the body of Christ. The building up is not an outward activity, but it is the growth of life within us. What is the growth of life? The growth of life is the within us. Christ needs to increase. In Ephesians 4, we grow up into Him in all things. And then out from Christ flows the rich supply. Amen. This rich supply causes the growth of the body. Amen. Growth is not measured by anything outward. Growth is not measured by anything physical. Growth is the increase of Christ in us. Amen. And this growth results in the building up of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Growth unto building up. Amen. And this growth involves all of us. The building up involves all of us. In Ephesians 4:16, the rich supply comes through the operation in the measure of each one part. Even some young parts. You brothers. Some slightly young brothers. Some brothers with some gray hair. Whatever. Each one part. Whatever our language, wherever we live, wherever we were born, that doesn't matter. We are all here as members of the body of Christ. Amen. Christ operates through every member. Amen. In Matthew 16, Jesus said, I will build my church. Amen. He is building by coming into us to work in us. So, this is the vision, the practice, and the building up of the body of Christ. Now, Brother Dick will share a little more on the vision.
Amen, brothers and sisters. I believe this was the best ITERO, the International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, we've ever had.
Amen.
So just to repeat the title again, the vision, the practice, and the building up of the church as the body of Christ. I was assigned the last message of the vision concerning the church, the body of Christ. And remember, the first two were on vision, were on sonship, and on the matter of the Lord's multifarious wisdom to subdue His enemy. So, brothers and sisters, as we practice to enjoy the Lord at the Lord's table. Everybody enjoyed the Lord this morning at the table. Say, hallelujah! Me too! While we're enjoying the Lord, this wonderful One who is life to us, is being enlarged and expanded within us and through us into others for the corporate sonship. What happens through the corporate sonship is God is expressed. At the same time, while we're eating Jesus, drinking Jesus, enjoying Jesus, praising Him, releasing 12 hallelujahs, what's happening? This wonderful Christ is doing what? He's expanding in us, making home in our hearts, and making us the enlargement of Himself. Who is Jesus Christ? In Ephesians 3:10 and 2:10, Jesus Christ is the multifarious wisdom of God. The many-angled wisdom of God to subdue, smash, and destroy the devil. And He has 10 zillion billion PhDs in making a masterpiece out of a mess. All of us, apart from Christ, are just a big mess. Tell your neighbor, apart from Christ, you're a mess. But our wonderful Christ, as we experience Him and enjoy Him, by eating Him and drinking Him, we become the instrument of Jesus, the multifarious wisdom of God, to subdue God's enemy.
Amen.
To smash Satan.
Amen.
We love Jesus.
Amen.
We hate Satan.
Amen.
And then, brothers and sisters, the highest purpose, listen, not only just for us as the church to express the Lord through the corporate sonship, or to be the enlargement of Him as the multifarious wisdom to deal with God's enemy. But the highest purpose, which is the message I was assigned, is to head up all things in Christ. So at this point, please, no matter what row you're in, no matter what kind of Bible you have, look up Ephesians 1:10. Ephesians 1:10. And let's read that verse together in every language at the same time. Amen? Ephesians 1:10. Brothers and sisters, this is one of the deepest, highest verses in the whole Bible. This brings us to the ultimate goal of God's economy. The real burden, the highest purpose of the church. To have the vision of the church, we need to see what is the purpose of the church. Not only for the Lord to be expressed, not only for Him to be represented, but also for Him to be able to head up everything in this universe. Let's read the verse together with a strong spirit. Go unto the economy to head up the things in the heavens. Amen! Right now, brothers and sisters, in this room this morning, Jesus is heading us up.
Amen.
Through the dispensing of Himself as the bread and the wine, as the life-giving Spirit, making home in our heart, growing in us, expanding in us, We're being headed up. Brothers and sisters, what does it mean to be headed up? It's really precious to see some pictures. All of you who are familiar with Rome, Ezekiel 37, and many of you are, or at least you've heard the story. When I was growing up in the denominations, I had famous quartets who were singing about this chapter. It's about the valley of dry bones that were extremely dry and scattered. And Ezekiel was charged by the Lord to prophesy to the bones. But the only thing I ever remember is they're harmonizing their wonderful quartet. And, the hip bone's connected to the thigh bone's connected to the knee bone's connected to the... I just left the meeting with that. That's all I know. Brothers and sisters, Ezekiel 37 is not just for some cute little song. Ezekiel 37 helps us to have a picture of the highest, deepest burden on the Lord's heart related to the church. That is to head up everything out of a heap of collapse. Amen. Ezekiel's prophesying. This wonderful Christ was dispensed and distributed into all the bones. And what happens when life comes into us? Rise up. Everybody that's risen up a little bit more this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Just by being together. Right? Amen. The bones. Rise up, and then what happens? After you rise up, you also, because you're enjoying Him as life, you get attached. Rise up and become attached. We rise up and get built together. Brothers and sisters, without the enjoyment of Christ, who went through death, entered into resurrection, became the wonderful, life-giving, dispensing Spirit to be enjoyed by us, every one of us would just be like a pile of dry bones. Dry, dead, scattered, dead, and not attached to anybody. Tell your neighbor, if I don't enjoy the Lord, I am not one with anybody. And you know what? You're not even one with yourself. There's division inside. Everything's a mess. But hallelujah! Hallelujah for our wonderful Christ, who's the head over all things, to the church! And that through His dispensing and His wonderful, powerful transmitting, the whole chapter of Ezekiel becomes clear. The valley of dry bones, wow! By His speaking, by the dispensing, life came into the bones.
Amen.
And the bones, you. How about you, seven, you, how many bones? Oh, seven bones. All you bones, just take a little step back from each other. No, away from each other. Yeah, just a little gap. Okay, but now, each of you just keep calling on the Lord and then riot. Oh, come on, how about sit down first? Okay. Now you guys just start enjoying the Lord. Jesus is getting us together. And then you rise up and you get attached. First of all, okay. Now you can get over there. You're on the floor. You're down here on the floor. Okay, now start singing.
He has to gather to the stature of the fullness of the Lord.
One more.
Jesus.
Come and see the saints in one accord. His love is leading us again to the stature of the fullness of the Lord.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, listen. This is the highest purpose in God's economy. The highest purpose of the church is not only for the expression of the Lord, His dominion, but also for the heading up of all things in this universe by giving us all life to cause us to rise up and to become one with each other in and through the divine life and with the divine life. But brothers and sisters, listen. Ezekiel 37 makes it very clear that apart from the experience of and enjoyment of Christ as the divine life, we are all in a heap of collapse. But the bones in the valley, the dry bones, the dead, dry, scattered bones, after the prophesying, after the dispensing, rose up, became attached. And it says they stood up, they got breath into them, and they became a great army.
Amen.
And this is for the heading up of the whole universe. Well, brothers and sisters, I can't take much time now, but I hope you would appreciate Ephesians 1. Please open your Bible and just look at Ephesians 1. Most all the messages in this training came from Ephesians. Right, Don? Just about every message was focused on the heart of the heart of the Bible, the book of Ephesians. And brothers and sisters, I hope you would treasure Ephesians 1. This is one of my favorite chapters. It's deep, it's rich, it's enlightening. It infuses you with the Lord, infuses you with His deep heart's desire. And let's read verse 3 together with a strong spirit. 1, 2, 3, go! Blessed be
God, Father,
Lord, Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly beings in Christ. Amen! Brothers and sisters, He's blessed us. Now, how has He blessed us? The verses from 4 through 14 indicate He's blessed us as the Father, the Son, the Spirit, by dispensing Himself into us in a sweet way to fill us with Himself and to make us sons of God, members of Christ. And then, brothers and sisters, He's blessed us in verses 17 through 23 through His powerful transmitting to make us the church, the body of Christ, in which He is the head over all things to the church. So the goal of His dispensing, the goal of His powerful transmitting, is to head up everything in Christ and to make us as the body one with Him as the head over all things to the church. Right in the middle of the chapter of 23 verses is verse 10, which is the deepest verse perhaps in the Bible. Three life study messages in Ephesians 8, 9, 10. I hope you would all read them. You'll love them. But the Lord is busy right now, this morning, brothers and sisters. He's rescuing us all out of a heap of collapse so that we would not only become His expression, not only Satan would be dealt with, but listen, here's the highest purpose, is that the whole universe, beginning with us, would be brought into order, harmony, and oneness.
Amen.
How many items are in the universe, and how big is the universe? Huge! But by the heading up of all things in Christ, and us taking the lead, us bunch of nobodies taking the lead to enjoy the Lord to get headed, it's for the sake of His heading up all things in the universe. Out of a heap of collapse, so that the whole universe has only one testimony, oneness, which is the testimony of the triune God. Ask your neighbor a question. Neighbor, what's the deepest prayer in the Bible? What'd your neighbor say? John 17, and the Lord prayed for the oneness. The deepest prayer, the deepest burden on His heart, oh Father, that they may be one as You and I are one, that the world may know. The highest testimony that the Lord could gain is the testimony of Himself. His highest attribute is oneness. Amen. Everybody that needs to be brought into more oneness, say amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, listen. I just want to say one more thing, then I'll go. Romans chapter 8. Another wonderful chapter. Woo! Woo! How about we shout hallelujah for Romans 8?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah for Romans 8.
Brothers and sisters, it begins with now. Now, Gabe, now there is no condemnation. No condemnation. No. No condemnation. Wow. In Christ. Condemnation at all. No condemnation. And the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath freed me from the law of sin and of death. Amen. Well, the wonderful Christ, who is the life-giving Spirit, is powerfully working in us right now to free us from all satanic gravity. And what's the goal in Romans 8? As the law of the Spirit of life, He's busy not only making our spirit life, everybody whose spirit is life, say hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
But He also wants to make our mind life. And even our mortal body life. Wow. And He wants to make us absolutely the sons of God. Brought out in this chapter. Make our spirit life, our soul life, our body life. And eventually we're sons of God in verses 28, 29. We're the body of Christ in chapter 12. And the kingdom of God for the heading up of all things in chapter 14. But, brothers and sisters, in Romans 8, it shows the precious dispensing of this wonderful one into all of our tripartite being in order to make us sons of God, to make us the body of Christ for His expression, for His dominion. And also, listen, ask your neighbor, neighbor, what is right in the middle? What is right in the middle of Romans chapter 8? Okay, what is right in the middle? A heap of collapse. Just like the valley of dry bones in Ezekiel 37. A heap of collapse. 19 to 22, it says, the whole creation is groaning. It says the whole creation, it says, is watching. Listen, the whole creation is watching you with an outstretched neck. Not turning to the right or to the left. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, those trees are watching you. The moon, those flowers, the birds, they're all watching us. And you know what it says? It says the whole creation is in pain, in slavery, and is groaning, and is eagerly awaiting.
Amen.
The sons of God! Brothers and sisters, we're the secret of the heading up of the whole universe out of a heap of collapse. We little ones who are nothing, but we would love our Lord, give Him the Him, enjoy Him. And we would be headed up in Him, not only to be His expression and for His dominion, but to bring order, order to this universe. Harmony! Oneness for the testimony of the triune God. Praise the Lord! Well, brothers and sisters, I hope you appreciate this. All of Romans 8, it ends with being a love chapter. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing! Discouragement? No! Distress? No! Ask your neighbor anything bad. What'd your neighbor say? No! Nothing will separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. And He just wants us to remain in this dispensing constantly, enjoying Him unceasingly, not only to be His expression, His corporate sonship, His enlargement as the multifarious wisdom to subdue the enemy, but to bring the whole universe into harmony. Whoa! So, brothers and sisters, I'm not joking. The birds are watching us. The trees are watching us. The grass is saying, hurry up. The dogs are saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. If we saw it says the whole creation is groaning, eagerly awaiting the sons of God to be manifested. Sisters, we want to take the lead to enjoy this wonderful, 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 wonderful Christ. gain what he's deeply after, the highest burden on his heart, his testimony of oneness and harmony. Brothers and sisters, the whole earth, listen, the whole earth is in a heap of collapse. Every city's in a heap of collapse. Every country's in a heap of collapse. So many problems everywhere. One second on news. Everything's in a heap of collapse. The only hope is the heading up of all things in Christ.
Amen.
So tell your neighbor, neighbor, we are the hope to the whole universe. Apparently we're nothing, we're nobody, but we're clinging to the one who is.
Amen.
And we want to be one with him unto the heading up of all things in Christ.
Amen.
Things in the heavens.
Amen.
Things in the universe. On the earth. In him. In him. The whole universe is needing us to take the lead to see, appreciate, and enjoy him as the head. Brothers and sisters, the best way, one of the best ways to hold him as the head, Ephesians 4:15 says, holding to the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things. Who is the head? Who's the head? Brothers and sisters, every day we want to love him and grow up into him. Every day we want to begin our day holding the head by loving the head. The best way to hold the head is to love the head. The best way to give him the first place is to love him with the first love. Amen.
Amen.
How about we shout together, O Lord Jesus, we love you.
Oh. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Remember, the Lord spoke to Ephesus, the church in Ephesus again, in Revelation. And he told them in chapter 2, I only have one thing against you. I need you for the highest purpose of the church. I only have one thing against you. You've left your first love. Love me with the first love. You'll be filled with me as the tree of life. And you'll become my testimony, my shining testimony, a testimony of the oneness of the triune God. Order, harmony, and oneness. Amen. So how about we shout together, Lord Jesus, we love you. Two times. Lord
Jesus, we love you. Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen. We want to be holding to truth in love. That is to hold the head. To hold the head. He's the reality. He's the truth. And then we grow up into him in all things. Brothers and sisters, we want to grow up into him in all things, be one with him. And then listen, brothers and sisters, out from whom? In verse 16, let's read Ephesians 4:16 together. How about we read 15 and 16 and conclude with this? Ephesians 4:15 and 16. Ready, get set, go. But holding... joined together.
And being knit together through every joint of the ridge of the body, and through the operation in the measure
of each one part, causes the growth
of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen. This is a love story. Even the heading up of all things in Christ is a love story. So, brothers, we want to be holding to him in love, saints, holding to him, growing up into him in all things. And as we become one with him, listen, then our function comes out from him. We all have a function. The more we're holding him, giving him the first place, the first love, growing up into him and everything, then our function comes out of him and is with him and is him.
Amen.
And it's for the building up of this testimony, for the heading up of all things in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So we want to every day hold him as the head. Give him the first love. Give him the first place. And allow him to expand in us, grow in us, build himself into us, make us strong together, not only for his expression, not only for his dominion, but also the highest purpose of the church, for the heading up of all things in Christ. Amen! The whole universe would be headed up out of a heap of collapse. Brothers and sisters, Los Angeles, apart from Christ, he has no hope. We are the hope of Los Angeles. The hope of the city, the hope of the state, is a group of people who take the lead, the hope to the whole earth. The earth is the Lord's. The lead. Not to do this or that, but to honor Him as the head. Love Him with the first love. Be filled with Him and one with Him. On one hand, we're very obedient to the human government, submissive and everything. On the other hand, deep within, we're burdened for the government of the universe, the government of the kingdom of the heavens, for His tremendous purpose of being expressed, being represented, and bringing the whole universe into oneness. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, the more we grow up into Him every day, giving Him the first place, loving Him and enjoying Him, the more you go to work, you go to school, wow, out from Him. We're one with Him to flow out. John 7 says, we drink Him, and out of our innermost being flows. So we want a daily living of drinking and flowing. So tell your neighbor, neighbor, let's drink and flow every day. Amen. Bring Him in, allow Him to flow out. We're one with Him, and this is for the heading up of all things in Christ. Now I want to conclude with this. Brothers and sisters, let's read the last verse of Ephesians. We want to be the secret, brothers and sisters, of the heading up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens, things on the earth, is to be a people who are always practicing to remain in the organic, romantic union with Christ in our spirit. Amen. Let's read Ephesians 6:24. Ready? Go. Who love Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace be with all those who love Him. And brothers and sisters, chapter after chapter mentions that this grace is with our spirit. And that we need to be those who are always exercising our spirit so that we are receiving grace upon grace. We are remaining in the love. Brothers and sisters, 2 Timothy 1, 6 and 7 mention, God didn't give us the spirit of a coward, but God gave us a spirit of what? A strong spirit of love and of sober-mindedness. So tell your neighbor, neighbor, you have a spirit of love. So let's exercise our spirit of love to love the Lord. Grace be with all of you. So we can cooperate with the Lord for the highest purpose of the church. To express Him, to represent Him, and to be one with Him for the heading up of all things in the universe. For the testimony of oneness, the testimony of the triune God. Be glory in the church. On Him, church. Him be glory in the church, unto Him be glory in the church. Glory in the church. Brothers and sisters, the Lord's table is just a reminder. Never stop loving, eating, drinking, and enjoying Him. This is to hold Him as the head and allow Him to head us up first. Amen? So with your neighbor, let's sing Do Come. Do come, oh, do come, said Spirit and the Bride. Do come, oh, do come, Spirit cried. Do
come. Amen. I take a minute to share something with your neighbor or to pray with your neighbor.
Los Angeles, and so how about we have those from the San Fernando Valley and CSUN who have been asked to speak can come forward, and share here. In 1 Corinthians 4, you can come forward right now. So first we'll have those from the Valley, and then downtown/USC, then UCLA, and then we'll move on to the Korean-speaking saints. Okay, come forward. Yeah, you can come. In 1 Corinthians 14, it says, yeah, everyone in the group, all those from the San Fernando Valley who are going to share. 1 Corinthians 14 says, he who prophesies speaks building up and encouragement and consolation to men. So that's what all of these reports, as they share, we need to support them and listen closely, and they will speak building up, encouragement, and consolation. Okay, you ready? And each group has 6 minutes, all right? So if we can have the piano.
5 minutes and then we'll pray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. 5 minutes, and then we'll pray, all right?
Come forward.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, my name is Kenny. I'm a senior at CSUN. And I guess the burden for this year was to really build up the new ones, the underclassmen, with the homes, because a good chunk of our core graduated and went to the FTTA. So starting from last year, we had a real burden and just praying that we would really gain some freshmen to be built up this year, and then on continuation to this summer, a good number of them actually got to go to the college training. Actually, our whole brother's house went, and it was a good, I guess, to set the fire, the flames. And I guess this year we were really burdened for the underclassmen to be jumping into the core and to be built up into the home, because the core, the ones that graduated were the ones that were connected to the homes. So this year we really want to emphasize getting into the homes, because a lot of the students didn't know about people, the saints. So it was like we went to the home meetings, like it was awesome, but who was the host? So this year, through the internship and everything, we got to see a burden in the underclassmen to really jump in and to even invite themselves to the homes. And it was through this, we've been experimenting a little bit, getting into the homes and just inviting ourselves over. In the ministry portion, it talks about how the big meetings are for cultivating the crop. And in the smaller meetings, that's when you water and you really take care of these crops and to feed them and to build them up. So we have some testimonies.
Okay. I'm Abby. I just going to share my experience real quickly. During the internship, the club put together for the students, I got the opportunity to visit the Alvarez home, and I loved it there. They have the all these dogs and cats, but there wasn't much traffic in their home, so I thought it'd be a great idea to go back and bring some students along. So Sister Lydia opened up her home to all the college students last Friday. For lunch, she had six sisters over to play with her dogs, and then for dinner, she had me and another freshman come over. It was really sweet. She got to share her testimony with us, and I can't wait to go back.
Well, this burden of the homes, I thought of a verse in Romans 12. Romans 12:5 says, So we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. I was just thinking of college students, we're just like a little speck, and there's like this greater matter, and that's the body of Christ. And one way to touch this matter is to be connected to the homes. And I remember when I first came to CSUN 3 years ago, like I was really shocked by the caring nature of the saints and how much love that they had for the students. And like once you start getting connected to these homes, you can't help but have that burden to have other college students also reach the saints and experience this. So last Friday we had a family night, and we went over to a home where in our small groups, we have four seniors and a freshman. And so we had this burden of bringing this freshman along to this home, and just seeing her get connected to these homes was just, it was just so sweet. And through these homes, like, we're just remembered that just to see how to experience Christ daily and how this corporate matter is of Christ is lived out throughout, even in the homes.
Amen.
Thank you. While those from downtown are going to come up, how about let's take 30 seconds just to pray with our neighbor for the Lord's move in the San Fernando Valley and at CSUN, all right? And all those from downtown who are going to speak next, please come up. We'll have four small groups share, and they each get a minute 30. So at a minute 30, can you ding each group, all right?
Hi, my name is Hannah, and I'm a senior at USC, and I wanted to share about how a group of us students have been getting together this semester because we had a burden for the gospel. So we've been meeting together consistently on Monday nights, and these times are mainly for prayer and to be refreshed. And then we go out on Friday afternoons to preach the gospel on campus. And this past Monday, it was really sweet because we were opening to one another, and we realized we all had the same burden, that the gospel would just become a normal part of our daily living.
Amen.
And our goal was just that as we would practice this intrinsic aspect of the church life to enjoy the Lord and spontaneously preach the gospel, this kind of atmosphere would spread among the students on our campus, and we would all enter into the same work.
Amen. Amen.
I'm Anna Claire, second-year student at USC, and I just have an experience to follow Hannah. So after class one day, one of my classmates just mentioned that she thought she was a Christian because her friend had baptized her one time in a pool, but she didn't actually know what being a Christian meant, and she was always wondering. So we were just walking, and we ended up going the same direction, and then we just talked a little bit. I explained to her a little bit, and then she ended up praying with me. And the cool thing was that it wasn't anything spectacular. I hadn't gone to class that morning thinking, you know, I'm going to evangelize my whole ballet class. But it was just something very normal with just like a normal conversation with my friends. So it's just a little touch of the atmosphere that we're burdened for, that everyone would enter into this, that talking about the Lord would just be a normal conversation with the ones around us.
We are the UAC Chinese Speaking Saints, and we have been short of the families for a long, long time. Actually, we have only one married couple. And all the others are married. So we are really short of the shepherding side. But this starting from this semester, we started to have all the vital groups to become the shepherding team. Even the students, they all formed groups and they come together. We are decreasing the meeting time, the time to invite people to come. Instead, we go out. We go two by three, and we go out to shepherding people. We meet people, and then all this gospel content become our sheep, and we can shepherd them. Through shepherding, all the students, actually, our brothers and sisters, they got perfected. And they have more burden to really get into the truth because they are exposed. We are so short. So they are really, 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 really long for the truth. And we all come together every Tuesday prayer meeting to really talk about each the ones that we are carrying, and we pray together. And this really brings a lot of blessing to our church life, and we really see the tremendous blessing that the Lord has the new way among us. Praise the Lord.
Hi, I'm Jessica, and I'm a sophomore at LECC. And I just wanted to share, like, I first touched the church life in high school in a Bible club. And before my send-off in college, I went to the college training. And that's where I truly learned what it meant to be close to the Lord. And then I went to D.C. for a year and enjoyed the church life there. And now I'm back here and at LECC. And we've been praying with some others who are burdened for LECC. And we've been meeting with 6 to 8 new ones weekly in our Bible club. And I just found it really encouraging to see not only the Lord answering prayers with LACC, but also seeing that He granted us new ones who are burning for the Lord.
Amen. Hi, I'm Kanai, a second year student at LACC from Japan. Recently, I've been praying with spirits for a move at LACC. It has been encouraged to see new students participate to speak something about what they enjoy. And I realized that sometimes I couldn't touch the Lord by reading His Word in the Bible, Bible study, because English is my second language. But through the students' enjoyment, I would be able to enjoy His Word. I appreciate that He's speaking through the students and let me touch His Word. Thank you, Lord, that He's slowly and surely moving in LACC and gain us students through the Bible study.
Hello, my name is Jennifer, and we are part of the Bright Star High School Bible Club. This year, we're reading the book of Luke, and we've been enjoying that when we're in disbelief, our tongue is silent, but when we're in belief, our this brings a testifying mouth, and it brings praising.
Amen.
May we continue to believe and testify unto the Lord.
Amen.
Each of us has had the opportunity to spread the word on campus by inviting friends and even teachers to come and join us. We've had guests from the church in LA visit us. It's so encouraging to see that our friends are enjoying the Lord. Many of our friends have even come as far as joining the home meetings. In our home meetings, we've enjoyed a diagram that goes into the process that God had to go through to reach man. In this, we ultimately gain our spirit and salvation. For me personally, I've enjoyed this journey because I get to witness what the Lord could do to the younger generation. You realize that you yourself can't do the work that is being done in people, but when we come to the Lord with an open heart, He is capable of doing what is impossible with man, but is possible with God.
Amen. Amen.
So how about let's pray for the Lord's move in downtown while those from UCLA who are speaking come up. Piano, help us at a minute each. All right, they get a minute each.
Amen. Hallelujah, saints. My name is Melody, and I'm serving full-time at UCLA. So we want to just report to you that the Lord has been doing something new and awesome. So this past summer, for the first time in many years, we had a six-week internship for our students. So as a group, we got into the book, Preaching the Gospel on the college campuses, and also this burden and theme of the Lord's heart, the Lord's having a heart for people and visitation was really imparted into us. So what was different about our burden this year was that there was kind of a shift in all of us in our view of taking care of people as a contact and as a new one to taking care of them as our friend and as our companion. So every week we had a mini Bible study with a freshman that we met at that week's freshman orientation. And also we had a weekly Bible study in the dorms with the freshmen who were already taking classes over the summer at UCLA. So this way, by the time that the school year had begun, we were already relatively connected with the freshmen. So instead of having our freshmen connect during the first week of school, we pushed it back and used that time to go visit people in the dorms. So in about 2 days, we visited 101 incoming students. So, amen. So the students will share their testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the Christian students' internship this summer. Two reasons why I wanted to do the internship was because I didn't have anything better to do in the summer and because I wanted to learn how to preach the gospel. And I thought during this internship they will tell me, oh, okay, these are the Bible references that you need to know. This is how you introduce yourself to people. But really, actually, in our schedule, the first thing we had to do every day was to have personal time with the Lord. And I really enjoyed that I needed to have personal time with the Lord. I realized that I didn't Lord the love enough, because if you love God, then you love what He loves. And what does God love? He loves man.
Amen.
Oh, we need to have a heart for man.
Amen.
I enjoyed that having personal and genuine time with the Lord made me have a genuine love for man, to see all man as a vessel for God. If we don't speak to them, then we just lost a vessel. So we really need to be constituted with God's word to really speak what's on His heart.
I'm Katie, and I was able to take part in the internship this summer, and it was awesome. My favorite part was we would have these Bible reading challenges, this ones we would meet over the summer, and we would read a chapter in the book of John every day. And there was one girl in particular who would send me these 5-paragraph-long emails of her enjoyment every day, faithfully. And even when she was, like, on vacation in Europe, she would not fail to send me these long emails. And I was, like, struggling to keep up with her. But it was really awesome. And I realized, like, getting those emails was just the highlight of my day. And, amen. And I realized that before, I think that my view was just like, oh, I need to reply, you know, to these contacts, and I just need to keep up and follow up with them. But really, these ones, they became set on my heart. And they really, like, my view was changed from just these contacts to, you know, future companions, ones that I can pursue the Lord with together. And ones where, you know, my going on really is for their going on, and their going on is for my going on. And I just appreciate that the Lord is moving. The Lord is moving on each one of these campuses in such a personal way.
Hi, Saints. My name is Ryan. I'm a third-year student at UCLA, and my experience this year has been that it's really so sweet to care for people, because this really touches something of God's heart. You know, God is ultimately after the New Jerusalem, and what will be there in eternity in the New Jerusalem is not anything of our good works, but people. Therefore, if we want to be those who care for God's heart, we need to care for people. Because this is what God cares for. As I was reading through John with a few freshmen this summer, I realized eventually that I needed to text them not just my spiritual enjoyment from the reading, but also to care for them humanly, but even just asking them how they were doing. And through this experience, I was really able to enter into their situation, and they really became friends and even companions to me. One of the ones I was reading with, he was going through a little bit of a hard time. But because of our normal human interaction, he was able to open up to me about his situation. And actually, one night we had a 2-hour fellowship and prayer time over the phone. And this time was really a supply, I believe, not only to him, but also to me. Another freshman I've been reading with, he's come to the brother's house to have lunch, to play board games and frisbee, and do many other normal things. And I believe as a result of that, he was really open and comfortable enough with us to even invite his sweetmate, whom we had never met before, to come to the home meetings. It was just normal for him to invite his friends who he was meeting in the dorms to come meet with us, because we were his friends. So praise the Lord for caring for people. This really matches the Lord's heart as the good shepherd, and satisfies his eternal desire to gain a people for his eternal habitation.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the gospel movement this summer.
Amen.
We are a graduate student in the UCLA.
Amen.
And Paul three saints preached the gospel on UCLA campus through the following ways. Airport pickup.
And gospel checks.
Gospel meeting.
And life journey and blending trip.
Shepherding.
Amen. First, the airport pickup. The airport pickup is a good way to get in touch with new gospel friends. We get them name list from UCLA Chinese Student Association. And we pick up total 75 students in this summer.
Amen.
And we also treat them with the short hospitality in Saint's home and in the church.
Amen.
Also, we distributed our gospel tracts on UCLA campus in this September before the quarter began. We mainly distributed our gospel tracts to Chinese students when they check in the International Center and the new student orientation. We passed out about 300 gospel tracts in total, and we collect some of their contact information and making friends with this new student. In this way, we gain many new sons of peace.
Amen.
And we held our gospel meeting in UCLA on September 27th. 30 gospel friends come into the meeting, and 9 got baptized.
Amen.
Our students then took up the burden of the meeting, and our family supported with their food and prayers. The meeting was full of Holy Spirit, and everyone in the meeting was full of joy.
Amen. We had a life journey and blending trip to San Diego on October 1st. There were 11 saints and 1 gospel friend in this trip. We blended with the saints from San Diego, Riverside, and Pasadena in the San Diego Meeting Hall. The blending was so wonderful that our gospel friend got baptized in the meeting. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We shepherd new ones by reading Bible with them or using the lessons for new believers to build up the divine relationship and practice God-man living. Everything learns and is being perfected by shepherding new ones. There are many Chinese students in SMC and Pepperdine. The Lord burdened us to preach gospel on these two campuses as well. In the past 2 months, 21 new ones got baptized.
Amen.
May the Lord keep all of them to be remaining fruits and normal functioning members in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Now we have Bible study on campus every Tuesday from 11 to 12. This quarter we are reading Matthew,
the gospel of the kingdom.
proving that Jesus Christ is the King Savior.
Let's pray for UCLA while the next group comes up. 30 seconds with your neighbor. Pray for the Lord's move in the west side of UCLA.
Praise the Lord for His move.
Amen.
Our Lord is moving God.
Amen.
And He is definitely moving in each locality.
Amen.
This year, He is truly blessing people in Korean community by distributing more than 1,100 recovery version Bibles.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
In order to have this result, first, Lord blessed Korean speaking saints in Hall 1 and Hall 2 by increasing the number of saints in prayer meeting and the perfecting training. And praise the Lord that He was perfecting us and then strengthening our spirit of a prayer for the work of the distribution and then finding more seekers in Los Angeles.
Amen.
Also, this year, we had more and thorough fellowship with the Bibles for America serving ones. And this protected and supplied a lot. This is not just the Korean work, but work of the body.
Amen.
Amen. Among 1,100 people who received the Recovery Version Bibles, we found 272 positive lists for what Bibles for America do and the Bible seminars with the Recovery Version. So we had three different Bible seminars in following weeks. And in each seminar, Lord blessed and sent us 15 to 20 new people. Amen. And after the seminars, more than 20 people really wanted to join our Bible study clubs. And we've already confirmed that they will come to the Bible clubs starting today after this meeting.
Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, during past 4 weeks of this preparation, you know, I had the sensation that the Lord is moving in us and moving through us, building up of His body.
Amen.
And then during this time, I read this verse over and over again and again, which is Ephesians 3 and 20 and 21. But to Him who is able to do superabundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which operates in us, to Him be the glory in the church and the Christ Jesus unto all the generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
There are two testimonies. This spring, one young family was invited to dinner and showed a very good response. Through the shepherding from the saints, they eventually got baptized into the triune God and starting the church life. They were the guests to the Bible seminar this spring, right? But now they are volunteering in their seminar. There is one young brother who is meeting with us, a Bible club, for 6 months. Even though he's not coming to the Lord's table meeting, he's very active in distributing Recovery Version Bible and getting you members for a club. Hallelujah! This is our prayer. Lord, gain more the core members like these brothers. We believe the Lord answered our prayer. One of our prayer meeting, I never forget. All the saints prayed in very strong spirit about the increase. The Ezekiel 36:37 said, "I will with men like a flock." And 38 said, "So will the waste city be filled with the flocks of men." Be filled with the flocks of men in church in Los Angeles.
There are so many young adults who speak Korean in this city. For this, we really need the prayer of the body. More young adults will be added to the church in Los Angeles. With prayer, recovery version, Bible, we continue to flowing out and reaching many more thirsty and seeking believers in Los Angeles. Hallelujah! Amen.
So let's have the trainees come up who are going to share next, and let's pray 30 seconds with the person next to us for the Lord's move among the Korean-speaking people. The church in Los Angeles supports many who are in the full-time training in Anaheim, the two-year Bible school there, and both financially and by prayer. So we just have six representatives here, but I believe it's between 25 and 30 that are related to Los Angeles who are in the full-time training. There's 40. Oh, there's 40 who went to school in Los Angeles who are currently in the full-time training. So we'd like to hear some encouraging reports from them, and they each have 45 seconds.
Praise the Lord! Amen. My name is Josh. I'm in my fourth term in the training, and in the training, we've been going through the ministry meeting on the heart of the Bible. Amen. Appreciated, the book of Ephesians not only transcends space and time, this book is written from God's heart. Amen. God's inner substance is love. Amen. So in Ephesians, his goal is to bring us into his inner substance of love. Amen. It is here that we can build up the body of Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "But as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him." Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. What has God prepared for us? Things we've never thought of. Amen. So may we be those who love the Lord and build up his body.
Amen. Saints, I have a verse for you. John 6:57. As the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father. Amen. So he who eats me, Amen. He also shall live because of me. Amen. And lately I've been appreciating in our classes, we've been covering the matter of eating the Lord Jesus. And how, you know, when we read the ministry, we read a lot of high peak things. And sometimes we might wonder, how do I apply this to myself? And really, we just have to go back to the basics. And that is just to eat the Lord. Amen. And in this, his divine attributes are expressed in our human virtues. Amen. And so in this, okay, so the Lord Jesus was able to live this kind of a life because the Father was continually supplying him. Amen. So in the same way, we can be supplied by the Lord just by eating him. And spontaneously, this life will just flow out of us.
Amen.
Amen. Spontaneously, this life can flow out of us. Amen. My name's Agape, and I'm a first term in the training in the best place in the universe.
Amen.
I appreciate here we're learning how to live the normal God-man living. Amen. And the God-man living is just God living.
Amen.
God being eaten by us, assimilated by us, and expressed through us.
Amen.
And what this looks like is miraculously normal. We're not there to be hero trainees. We're there to be zero trainees.
Amen.
We're nothing, but we're joined to Christ as everything.
Amen.
So I appreciate it that this is the living that we are all being brought to. Whether we're working ones or parents or students, we're all being brought out by the Lord as our captain.
Amen.
Every time we contact him through faith, we're joined to him as our ladder, and we are in the heavenlies with him.
Amen.
So please pray that we would continue to be supplied by him by being joined to him in spirit.
Amen.
Amen. My name is Tiffany. I'm a first term in the training. Really enjoy that it is that in the creation of man, it was a triune God who created man.
Amen.
And it's so significant because God is triune for his dispensing.
Amen.
Actually, he is the dispensing in his intrinsic being.
Amen.
It's appreciated in John 14:10. When he says, "I am in my Father, and the Father is in me," the "in" is not static, but it is so active.
Amen.
He is constantly being dispensed in himself.
Amen.
So when he created man, of course we are vessels.
Amen.
Vessels to contain him.
Amen.
So I just appreciate, like, on the gospel, when we go out, we see that our God is so purposeful, and he is so intimately involved in his creation of man. Like, this just would affect my day on the gospel. I'm just a vessel to be filled, and I'm flowing out into other vessels.
Amen. My name is Jesus, and I'm a first-term trainee. And thank you, saints, for all your prayers. We really need the prayers to supply us. The training, we're exercised to turn to our spirit all the time. But we need the supply for this. An experience of mine was like a few weeks ago. Anyway, a lot of things can happen in the training in one day. So I started off really tired and it was hard. But I had a morning time with the Lord and I touched His love. And I was revived. And then after that, I went to the second class and I realized I need to be emptied out to receive something new. So then I received more of the Lord. But then after that, I couldn't get a right to go home to rest. And I was like bummed out because I was tired. But instead, I went to go read my Bible on the campus. And there's these tables where a lot of people go and smoke. So it's like the well where all these sinners gather. And there's this one who I spoke the gospel to. And he prayed to receive the Lord. So anyway, we can be in so many places. But we just need the supply, the intensified supply of the Holy Spirit.
My name is Eric. I'm a first-term trainee. I appreciate it. We're learning to live the Lord. Verse brought out John 6, where the Lord says, "He who eats me shall live because of me." Amen. Paul also said in Philippians 1, "For to me to live is Christ." Amen. To live the Lord means that we're remaining in our spirit all the time. Amen. But I appreciate it. To get there, first we have to touch the Lord. Amen. So in the training, I've appreciated day by day, increasingly, moment by moment, touching the Lord more and more. Amen. So if the Lord leads you to pray for us, pray that every day, moment by moment, our touches of the Lord would increase. Amen. Because as we touch Him, eventually we'll be touching Him all the time. Amen. That means we're just in our spirit. Amen. That means we're living the Lord Jesus. Amen. This is satisfying to His heart, and this is exactly what He desires every single member of the body to enter into. Amen. So we want to live the Lord. First, we just need to touch the Lord.
So again, how about we pray two by two for those in the full-time training, and then those sharing about November 15th can come forward. 30 seconds with your neighbor.
Praise the Lord, saints. Just take a minute or two. Just want to infuse you with the burden of November 15. What's special about this day is all the leading brothers and the co-workers in the Southern California area are really burdened that the churches in this area will have a blending together. I would like to read a portion from the ministry just to incite, remind, and encourage one another for this time. The Lord's recovery is a matter of the local churches. For us to experience the Lord's recovery, we must be in the local churches. Are we not in the local churches? Amen. However, a single local church, a single lampstand in a single city is not adequate to express the testimony of Christ. Nor it is adequate for the fellowship. The testimony and fellowship of the church are something of the body. This matter needs all the churches. For this, the churches need to be able to come together. They need to be clustered. Some may like to be alone and isolated, but this is wrong. The churches should be clustered and the saints should be blended together. Amen. I'll let Justin finish up.
In the blending, there is a great spiritual benefit and a mutual building up. This is something that belongs to the body, to all the churches. The clustering of the churches also stirs up our mutuality. All the churches should be the same in fellowship, in the Lord's testimony, and in the building up. Also, when the churches are clustered together, there is a stronger testimony.
Amen.
There is the impact. There is the encouragement.
Amen.
This is a good impact for this is good for the impact of the gospel.
Amen.
The last time we had these kinds of conference, or the blending conference, it was in 2009. We have not had this opportunity to be blended together in Southern California for many years. So we hope that by making this just shortened to two meetings instead of 2 days, that give
opportunity to more saints to really give ourselves to come to be blended. November is a blending month. Amen. Junior high schooler have their conferences. College students have their conferences. How about community saints? We want to have a one-day conference.
Amen.
Let's come to November 15.
Amen.
We encourage you to bring dinner there. The meeting will start at 4 p.m. and I will end at 8 p.m. in the evening. But in between, there will be a dinner break. In order to save time and in order to facilitate the blending, we ask you to bring your set dinner so we can all eat together and fellowship together even during the dinner break. The location will be at the Ministry Conference Center in Anaheim. Okay.
How about five more hallelujahs?